There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Radio.com, your 24/7 interactive network for news, sports, and music. Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Grammy goes to
music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Best friends, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves return to Allstate Arena Wednesday against Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. Blackhawks home tonight against the Coyotes. First of an eight-game homestand for the Hawks, who beat the Blues yesterday in St. Louis 4-2. Duncan Keith, glad to see the Hawks pick up a win against a rival.
Well, I think every game is different and every year is different, but I think any time you play a team a lot and over the course of a year and play them in playoffs last year, there's always going to be a little extra there maybe, but at the same time, it's another game that we wanted to get 2 points, and that's about it.
Blackhawks and Coyotes tonight, likely Antti Raanta in net after Corey Crawford got the start yesterday. Hawks now lead the Central Division with 14 wins against their division rival. Still 4 points, though, behind St. Louis for second in the Central. Bulls playing tomorrow at United Center. They take on the Kings. Bulls winning yesterday 98-97 over Orlando. No practice for the Bulls today as the Bulls get 27 points last night out of Jimmy Butler and another double-double from Pau Gasol, but Gasol not satisfied with his play yet.
It's a pattern. It's something that keeps happening, and we need to be aware. We just came just because we won tonight. And we got two home games that we need to win. We need to win. There's no way around it. We got to do better at home. We got to come out with fire. And that's what we need to do as a team, as a group, individuals and collectively.
Bulls were down 97-91 with less than a minute to play yesterday, rattling off a 7-0 run to finish the game, and now the Bulls 32-20 on the season. Football domestic violence charges against Panthers defensive end Greg Hardy have been dismissed. His accuser hasn't made herself available to help with the case. Baseball, the Padres signed free agent James Shields, a 4-year deal, $75 million for Shields. Cubs were in the running, offering Shields a 3-year contract with a vesting option. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. Join the Score's Matt Spiegel, broadcasting live 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. next Monday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of new exciting Toyotas. Check out the stylish and smart Toyota RAV4 brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670, The Score 670, thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, thank you today to Joe Colley, Al Featherston, and Mark Lazarus for jumping on the show. Producers Nick Shepkowski, Brett Lyons, Adam Harris, Wayne Randazzo with the updates. Thank you. And our video stream is run by Brian Gertsch. Appreciate that as well. And this hour of the show is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 877-CARS-4-KIDS. And I know that the 60 Minutes was on, and then the Grammys were on at 7. But go to 60 Minutes late. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm with you. I think that's
what... You're saying, well, there was a hard start time of 7 for the Grammys. Well, then you have from 6 to 7 to let golf run,
they
and then go to 60
do it
Minutes
not,
late.
Not for that field... If
Tiger, well, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, if Tiger were there field, for sure.
But still, right. it's not a huge deal, but to go over, I just think it's kind of it cheats you. You get a four-man playoff, and then they're like, all right, we're going to go.
Well, we just went right to Golf Channel. I said, Jason, what channel's Golf Channel?
I don't know. I have it, but I don't pay attention to it. Do most people have the Golf Channel?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about that earlier, and the kitchen, the TV I have in the kitchen has just got this the basic box. There's no DVR, no nothing on it, and it has the Golf Channel on it. So I think it's part of the regular package.
I think so, too. That's what I mean. I think people who have some kind of cable have the Golf Channel. I'm not surprised. 60 Minutes does a much bigger number than golf.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And that's too
for
bad.
But golf. But if it's
Tiger Woods, Tiger, it's in a
box. What if it's like Roy McIlroy and Ricky Fowler? Do you think it just has to be Tiger?
I don't know. See, these are the kinds of things that executives are always talking about. Yeah, sure. Yeah. They're thinking that if they get some idea of what it could be.
God, I hope they did the right thing for CBS's sake.
Why? Well, when we were talking, we had Mark Roethlisberger on last week, and we were talking about it, and he was saying that as broadcasters, they have to do a better job selling the game. And here's an opportunity for you. And it's like, here's a four-man playoff, and it doesn't get much more exciting than sudden death. And then it's like, all right, but it's not that important. Here's 60 Minutes.
Well, they were breaking down the decision that Holmes had the first go-around on 18. I'm like, dude,
you gotta go for it.
You have to.
You have to go for it.
You're the biggest hitter left out there, and he's so spooked by Glover coming up short and that weird bounce, like it hit a bass or something. No, what that was, I never seen anything like that. And then he just lays up. I mean, man, come on.
He just felt more confident, I guess, with a wedge in his hand. But you're that big of a hitter, and where he stood, I think it was 225 yards out. Something like they're 212. You have to go for
it's
it.
It's like a 5-iron, isn't it?
And it's a large green. It's kind of narrow, but it's large.
Have you played there?
Oh, yeah.
I've never played there. I've walked the course a few
five
times.
5-iron for sure. I mean, not for them.
For them, no, right.
You're pulling driver out.
For me.
Jason, they got unlucky.
That's every bit of the 3-wood. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Driver off the deck.
That's hitting it perfect and getting all the distance possible.
But for some of these guys, I just laugh when they say, well, it's 210 yards and he has a 9-iron. Oh, okay.
They all bend them a little bit, so they're truly not like the loft of a 9-iron, so they're a little bit stronger. Okay. But it's still impressive what they're doing.
I mean, there's even some guys, like some buddies I play with, and we're in like a par 3. And, you know, and they're walking up there with like a, you know, I got an 8-iron, 9-iron. I'm you know, hiding my 5-iron off to the side. What do you got there?
It's a 7.
Right. What are you hitting? 7, maybe.
Are you hit first and you get it on the... What'd you hit? And you're like, oh, never mind. Yeah. Like,
I don't want to tell you what I... They always say, what are you holding there? 8? Yeah. For sure.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
Totally what I would do is the 8-iron as well.
I never thought I'd turn on the radio today and hear a very familiar voice.
What do you think of that? Like,
there's Big Al Featherston. I never thought that's very cool.
Oh, I didn't put that together.
Oh, yeah.
Started covering him in 1970. Started covering
Dean Smith. We shared many a press room meal with some of the greats, with Lou Bello and Barry Jacobs and that whole the old ACC crew, Frank DiCenzo.
Did Al like you?
Oh, Al liked everybody. Everybody liked Al.
Yes.
Yeah, really good guy.
I was just thinking last night, who can we get on?
Al didn't like him. that would be where my money goes. Okay, he liked everybody.
No, those are good times, and Dean Smith really an absolutely amazing person, incredible. And I didn't understand it when I was in school. I didn't really get it because you know, when you're there, you're indoctrinated into the Duke is good, Caroline is evil, Dean Smith is evil, everything about him is wrong and awful, and they're the bad guys. And then it takes you a lot of years and a lot of learning to realize that your guy's actually the bad guy and their guy's the good guy.
But everybody talked about Dean Smith, and even the interaction socially out in public, that he was just a great guy.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's Dean Smith. I mean, nobody has the right to be a jerk, but he could be standoffish. You'd be like, okay, it's coach, you know, he's doing whatever, but he wasn't that way.
No. So different that here you have the contrast between one guy in Krzyzewski who has worked really, really hard for fame and power and glory, and he's gotten it. He did nothing to take away from any of his accomplishments, that he wanted to be really wealthy and really famous and really powerful, and the program has come with him, but it's been about him and being that. And it just, Smith was a basketball coach, but he was about empowering other people.
Yeah, that's what's amazing. In after he passed away, and you start hearing all these stories one after another, whether it was an assistant coach or a player that spent a short amount of time with him, it's all about the quality of the person that Dean Smith was.
Yep.
And, you know, we were talking to Al Featherston, and he said, you know, I asked him, I said, what one quality would you take from Dean Smith and put in other young coaches today? And he was like, it was the fact that he valued other people, that every person was valuable. Every person he came across, whether it was for a few minutes or for a long amount of time, that person had value, and I'm going to bring that value out in them. And that just shows that he was on top of his game. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, the top of the basketball world and didn't have to be that way.
Think about where he was. He's in North Carolina. Jesse Helms is the senator. And where he was to openly protest Vietnam, to be supportive of LGBT rights well before it was considered fashionable, to point his finger at the governor over the death penalty law, mm-hmm. and yell at him, you're a murderer, and I'm a murderer, and this law makes us all murderers, and it's barbaric, and just right to his face. Who could say, I mean, saying that to a sitting governor, and he, when there were women who started on the beat, he himself went out of his way to ensure that they were taken care of as full-fledged members of the media like absolutely everybody else. Mm-hmm. It was his thing. Integration. He essentially integrated the ACC.
Right.
When Charles Scott arrived. Scott, I mean, it was the guy was really remarkable.
You know, and there was a texter, and you guys could answer this a lot better. 61 to 97 and only two national championships. Should there have been more?
Probably.
With the talent he had, I would say yes.
Sure.
Yeah. I think he would tell you yes. He would tell you yes. He lost, you know, he was about 3 or 4 years after he quit where he was kind of gone already, but he would tell you the same thing. You should say that. He knew. All that, you know, because it wasn't as difficult then as it is now.
Right.
Now it's really tough.
Where now you have, you know, 12 seeds coming up through the tournament and making runs. And
right. Plus you have a team that subs the one thing in for another group of 7-footers. It's really difficult to win a national championship now, where he always had the talent. But see, isn't it funny that when you get to guys like Dean Smith and Ernie Banks, what people talk about, they don't talk about so much about the field or the court or whatever. They talk about what kind of guy he was. Right. Isn't it interesting? I mean, it's not so much. And I think the legacy of Dean Smith will be exactly that, as is the legacy of Ernie Banks. It's not what he did. It's not 878 wins or whatever it was and two national titles and
512 home runs.
But you know what I mean? Right. It's written, but when you talk to people, that's not what was important to them. That's not what people talk about when you say, well, they know that. They can read numbers.
That's the lesson Krzyzewski never learned.
You don't think people say he's a good guy?
Or just didn't want to.
Well, I just don't think that mattered as much to him as the winning.
But the one thing they talk about Dean Smith and his relationship with players and how great that was. Doesn't Coach K have the same thing with his players?
Some.
Not all?
Some. Okay. I mean, he unlike Smith, he always, and this is not right or wrong. There are different ways to coach basketball teams. But I would not describe him as a guy who treats everybody on the roster exactly the same.
Okay.
That there had been, at least from what I was described to me at times, a caste system. That there were, he knew who was paying the freight.
Gotcha.
And there were all the issues too. Remember the way Krzyzewski reacted when guys started leaving early?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, calling up, screaming at the parents, a foul-mouthed tirades at the parents. Your son is going to F my program, blah, 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 screaming at somebody's mother. And I mean, his.
Now he readily accepts.
But now he's done a 180, though.
Yeah, now he readily accepts.
It's the nature of the.
And it's the money they can make now, too. When they first were leaving, the money wasn't what they're making now.
Correct.
Well, do you think that more coaches should employ the Iowa eye poke strategy? Is that something that's missing?
We said the next team that plays Iowa, they should all come out in goggles.
Goggles, I love it. Everyone wears goggles. Like
really exaggerated goggles. One guy with old Rex specs.
Everybody gets Rex specs.
The big Kareem goggles on.
Did you watch all the Ernie Banks Memorial? Did you watch any of it, all of it?
No. I'm just wondering where all the stuff went. I'm waiting for it to show.
That's right.
I'm waiting for it to show up in the trash. This show's going to be really mad.
Right, we need to get Sully on it and find out where it is.
This show's going to be really mad when we find out in the garbage. Yeah. All those cards and everything, all this stuff that was on front.
Take it over to Murphy's and put it on the wall there instead of putting it in the dumpster.
Wait a minute.
Remember the cake? Remember the incident with the field cake?
Oh, the cake.
Oh, yeah.
The trash can.
Someone left the cake. So that's all we're waiting for. We're fine with the rest of it, you know.
Yeah.
But we're looking for Maddie, we see somebody with those teddy bears, the cards, or whatever, in a trash can.
Oh, there's trouble. A real
problem. It's over.
And you realize Ernie Banks, Dean Smith, and Billy Casper.
All 83.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody thought of this show.
Everyone. The number of tweets I got.
83.
Unbelievable. Yeah, just one after another.
Yep.
Yeah. James Shields was close to being a Cub.
Just too rich for their blood.
Yeah. I mean, he was waiting on them to give that fourth year guaranteed. He would have done it. He wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. But got himself a nice deal out in Petco Park. Nice pitcher-friendly park for him.
He stays home, right? He's from out there?
Yeah, and he's out there.
They're interesting, the Padres.
Look what you see outside right now. What is that? The weather?
Look
at San Diego.
That would be the weather.
Go look at San Diego.
I was at the window.
No. I'm just saying. I know. You play here. I know you play here in the summer and the spring, but you're still here for the first part of it.
Right. I mean, you want to know? Just watch golf yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of Torrey Pines. That's why he stayed.
Well, remember, after this season, they get this season done, and I don't know how things will go for the Cubs. I have a feeling how things will go for the Cubs. And another guy who loves Joe Maddon will be available.
David Price.
Yep. Loves him. Stood by my game during games. Talk to him. They talked about things during games. If you watch a Rays game, standing right next to him,
It's funny, too, that with the Dean Smith stuff in mind and top of mind, it was also concurrently with that nice Tribune piece that has written what others have in the past about Joe Maddon and Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And what he's done and and how much it means to him and sort of what he described as boots on the ground stuff. It's really impressive what he does personally and how much it matters to him that that community gets over its inherent racism that seems to be dragging it down, and he's just actually there trying to bring people together through the sheer force of his own personality, and it's amazing.
What do you guys have going on the show today?
I haven't gotten a folder yet from your guy.
Aren't you the one normally handing him the folder?
No. Dan fired me over the weekend. I don't know
if, oh, I did?
That's why I'm working this show.
I don't think he can do that.
You're also singing for Tributosaurus soon. So warm up the times.
Good luck with you on that one.
I'm looking forward to that as well. We're back tomorrow. Spiegel's back on Wednesday for you. Dan and Terry are up here from now until 6, and hopefully it's interesting and it's compelling. And it's worth
interesting,
listening to.
Compelling,
it's
and
worth
else?
Listening to.
Boy, that's well worth listening to.
Look, that's all we could ever hope.
That's right? A tall pile.
We'll listen on the way home. When we drive home together, we'll turn them on.
unless you're gonna play music on your iPad again.
Yeah. Carpooling? What's he playing? Well, bad stuff?
No, we carpool.
Yeah, we carpool.
Listen to Molly and Hanley this morning. Actually, we'll listen on the way home.
We spent the whole weekend together.
We did. We had a date Saturday. I stole him from his wife.
It's not that hard.
We had a date. Yeah, as I said, she wasn't too like aggressive.
No complaint. Have you done it before too?
Yeah. She's like, are you staying here with him? Yep. All right. See ya.
Believe me, it doesn't take long in the marriage before that's okay.
Did you guys talk about the Grammys at all?
We did, and we just decided that we're just old and we don't think things that are cool are cool.
There wasn't a whole lot of stuff that was cool.
I was going to say, what was cool?
I don't know, but did you? Well, maybe the young people think it was cool. Did you?
No.
I didn't get it. I know Madonna would still get it from you. Do you still want to give it to her?
Mm-mm.
She's like,
no.
She's really pale.
Yeah, she's gross.
I'm sorry.
My daughter's like,
I never.
Really my daughter goes, who is that? I'm like, it's Madonna. She was big when I was a kid. She's like, she's really pale.
Oh, I thought you had a thing for Madonna.
No, never.
Oh. So just the opposite.
Yeah, never.
She's gross. And like the dude's dancing with the horns on it. And it's like just weird. Sing a song.
When you find yourself explaining to the kids that, you know what Lady Gaga is? Well, she was kind of like Lady Gaga at one time.
At one point.
Like, oh, right. Artistic and sort of boundary pushing and somewhat interesting.
Yeah, and I know they're still performing and they're doing well, obviously. Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. I'm uncomfortable seeing them together, though. Just weird.
The visual?
Yeah.
I mean, is odd?
Do you think there's anything going on there?
No.
Oh, no.
I hope
no.
Do you see them on the red carpet? They were talking about how they're both Italian and
they get each other and they get along. And,
yeah.
I don't know. Is Tony Bennett's wife alive? Or is it Lady Gaga? I don't know.
I mean, what his personal life is,
he's 86, 87?
Given the choice, you have to do one or the other. Is it Lady Gaga or Tony Bennett? I'm picking Tony Bennett.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, easy pick. Easy pick.
There's no debate.
That's I can't do the Lady Gaga thing. Like, that's a gas Kanye mask and a flamethrower. I'm not doing that. I don't know the song.
Don't worry about it. The song, Kanye, I don't know the song. And then.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Sweatpants.
He's a clown, that guy.
There's no singing. They're all like voiced over. Like it's not.
Auto-tuned.
Yeah.
Annie Lennox won the night.
She was good.
She killed it.
I think the cameraman that told Paul McCartney to sit down won the night.
Mrs. Paul McCartney?
No, it was a cameraman.
I know, but I'm saying he's now.
Bruce
Jenner wannabe.
Right, did he apply to become a woman at some point? Maybe he's not transgender. I mean, at least Bruce Jenner is actually right, and transitioning.
Just Paul, I mean, his skin is very saggy. He looks. I mean, well, you know,
we transition every day. Does that mean we're going to?
But he looks like Mrs. Doubtfire.
He does. But the extreme opposite, though, is Smokey Robinson, who looked like a robot.
I know. It's like, hey,
Smokey, hey, buddy, can you blink?
He didn't blink.
Smokey.
Run blinking protocol. I started standing up and like,
blink failure.
It's like, please welcome Smokey the robot, you know?
Well, I guess everybody saw the same show I did then. Now I know, because it's like you're watching it my age and you go,
but you got Jeff Lynn. I mean, I don't know what that was. Yeah, why do we need I love ELO, but why do we need them?
I don't know. But that was one of my more favorite moments of the night, though. I love AC/DC, but yes. It's not AC/DC today. I just don't.
Brian Johnson's 2 years younger than
my
dad.
I saw your tweet. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
Man.
Could you imagine Ace Bruce out there with the guitar? Killing it. Yeah. Right. Think about that, though. And the drummer's even older. The drummer's 70?
Yeah. Wow.
I think he is.
You know, Madonna's only 56?
57, I think.
See,
is that right?
I think he's out of
I don't know.
Yeah, he does. Exact
and
age.
We looked it up last night.
They share the same birthday.
Half the arguments my wife and I have are how old somebody is.
I thought she was closer to 70. I really did.
Yeah, I heard you say that today. Yeah, I knew that wasn't quite true.
She looks at least 76.
And I didn't know that Malcolm Young has dementia. That Angus, the other young brother, is no longer in AC/DC because he's demented.
Didn't he didn't pass? I thought he passed.
Oh, did he?
Did he?
I don't know. We need Spiegel for that.
I thought he was just sort of like,
is he just gone?
Yeah.
He forgot he's in the band?
Well, we got to go because we're getting that thing. We're transitioning, you know.
Have fun, bye.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. On the same day that Dean Smith, one of the greatest coaches in history, passed away, another great coach reached an amazing milestone. Herb McGee won his 1,000th game as the coach at Philadelphia University on Saturday afternoon when his team beat Post University. McGee is in his 48th season at Philadelphia, which is also his alma mater. He won a national championship there in 1970, and this season will be his 45th with a winning record, since his team's now 15-6. Because he has coached his entire career at the Division II level, McGee has never gotten, nor has he ever sought, the kind of attention he might have drawn had he chosen to move up to Division I. When Mike Krzyzewski won his 1,000th game 2 weeks ago, millions of words, spoken and written, were spilled in tribute to the accomplishment. McGee's 1,000th win will barely be a footnote outside of Philadelphia. It's far more than that. It's an extraordinary achievement. I'm John Feinstein.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. It's a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
0633.
Guys, Valentine's Day is Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans for the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you.
Overnight delivery guaranteed to dominate Valentine's Day. Call 800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the Score sent you.
Hey, Chicago, John here with Arlington Heights Ford. Did you know for the last 25 consecutive years we've been number one in customer satisfaction in sales and service? Did you know at Arlington Heights Ford, 0% financing is always available on a huge selection of new Fords? Did you know we give the most money for your trade in low monthly payments for any budget? Now you know why we've sold over 100,000 cars and counting. Arlington Heights Ford, we're number one in what matters most, you. Visit ahford.com.
Mother Nature can be a real witch sometimes, especially in the dead of winter. But with help from AutoZone and its proven tough Duralast batteries that can handle harsh elements, she'll feel the cold shoulder as you continue to drive safe without fear of breaking down. Stop into AutoZone for a tax time tune-up and maximize your refund dollars with a new, proven tough Duralast battery. Available only at AutoZone. Get in the zone.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and nails it with a discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles, and kablam shakalaka fadeaway cross-court coast-to-coast discount mania! Whew, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What kind of cake will they serve at your retirement party? Chocolate? Red velvet? Or how about something exotic, like a French petit gâteau? Well, go ahead and call the bakery, because whether you plan to retire in 15 years or 50, a State Farm agent can help you take charge of your retirement and help make it seem like, well,
a piece of cake.
To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com. Neither State Farm nor its agents provide tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult your own advisor regarding your particular circumstances.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Be just... 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can, keep informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a loud and persistent revving at someone's back door. I'm sure it'll happen at some point. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Mm-hmm. I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We're going to talk some NBA basketball with Zach Harper of CBSSports.com at 3, second half at 3:30. Surprises along the way as well. It's a time of year where we're wide open. We never quite know where this thing is going to go. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, the score. You email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting at 67011. You text and we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Texts on the score are presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. Twitter is at Bors_Bernstein. You can follow me as well at Dan_Bernstein. There's borsandbernstein.com. And the Audio Roadshow application allows you to take the show with you wherever you go. If you're not around a radio, a computer, you can still have us with you. You can answer the 10 seconds of glory question as well. What was something the city of Chicago refused to do when negotiating to host the NFL draft?
I'm it's all fine, by the way, whatever they want.
Well, close the street for 3 weeks.
Yeah, close the street for 3 weeks when you're here 3 days.
3 weeks. They want that street closed.
Yep, minor inconveniences because you just cash in big on these things.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Joe Dredge.
But isn't 4 months in purgatory enough? I'm John Feinstein.
Not really. He is Rockford's American Idol.
Chris Tannehill.
Breaking Cubs news. Big Game James is now a Cub. That's right. The Cubs acquired James Shields in a huge free agent move.
He's so big.
He's Captain Indestructo.
And Tommy Guns. And the Tony Fish.
Adam Barnes. Is it Barnes or...
It is Harris. Barnes. Adam Barnes.
Scoreboard update.
It's Harris. I promise you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
I haven't
Harris.
Seen you in cool. so long. I can't see you now.
No, it's because I'm too small.
I know.
1:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday against Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. Disney's Frozen on Ice is gone, so the Blackhawks can have their locker room back. Tonight they host the Coyotes. Blackhawks are just 4 points behind the Blues and are on a two-game winning streak. First time they've won two in a row since January 21st. Blackhawks will enjoy home cooking for 8 straight games beginning tonight. Puck drops at 7:30. Magic tried to embarrass the Bulls yet again last night, but down 6 with just over 30 seconds left and with the help of a clear path foul, the Bulls prevailed, came back and squeaked by a win in Orlando 98-97. Despite their recent struggles for the Bulls, many national guys are sticking to their predictions like Mitch Lawrence of now NBC New York.
With Derrick Rose, if he stops shooting as many threes as he's doing and starts driving the ball like he used to, he'll be in better shape. Defensively, no, they're not the same team, but I really like Chicago. I think they've got all the answers. Get Mike Dunleavy back at some point, and I think they'll be all right.
And that full interview can be heard this morning on MullyandHanley.com. The Bulls play tomorrow night. They host the Kings. Domestic violence charges were dropped against Panthers defensive end and soon-to-be free agent Greg Hardy. Prosecutors said they could not find the accuser. The Fighting Illini and the Northwestern Wildcats agreed on a 3-year deal to play at Soldier Field. That's for football. First game will be November 28th of this year. The other two will be in 2017 and 2019. The Kentucky Wildcats are the unanimous number one team in the country for the second straight week. They're 23-0 on the season. This scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Traffic may be rough, but your experience with your car insurance company shouldn't be. Let Safe Auto get you the right car insurance for as little as $3 a day over the phone, online, or through the Safe Auto mobile app. Give Safe Auto another shot to help you save. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 132 Bors of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we talked a lot about Dean Smith during transition with our guys, Matt and Pat. And, you know, it seems to me it's odd that nobody talks about all the other stuff. They talk about what kind of guy he was. You know, and that's exactly what you should be talking about, really. The basketball stuff, meh. I think people would be well advised on that. And the other thing I wanted to mention here, and just in case there was any hysteria, because I know there's sometimes hysteria if the Bulls are 3-3 on a road trip. And they said they were worn out from that road trip. What?
You came home what? In the middle of it.
Yeah, I worn out. What? They're still not very good. I don't
care. Defense is horrendous.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my God.
You said it last week. And yeah. I watched a lot of that game yesterday. it's not going anywhere.
Nope. It is not.
That's a leaky ship.
Yep.
Is what that is. That's you.
It's a creaking.
The Magic are awful.
Oh, they're god awful.
You let them run right down the floor.
Yep.
And shoot an uncontested 8-footer and have a point blank putback at the end of a game. And seriously, the simplest of ball screens, anything involving Gasol on a ball screen, and you're screwed.
Yeah.
Even involving him as the help.
Yep.
And the cast of the help. I mean, it's just, it's not working. No. You're not going to beat a good team in a 7-game series.
No, I've come to that realization watching them during this. And I don't know how, we've talked a million ways how to make it better, but right now it's still not any damn good. And I don't care if they beat two teams. And when you know they finish out, ooh, on a winning note. And the other thing, I think I could be wrong, but we got our answer, by the way, when you watch the Pelicans without Anthony Davis, why they're so bad. How you can have the guy, by far the most efficient player in the NBA, by far. And he's gone when it's a 2-point difference, and then it's like the Bulls just put the clamps on him, just beat the hell out of him. Well, doesn't it matter that he's not there? Does that not count?
I think
he's
not there. It is actual correlation and not mere coincidence.
Yeah, he's not there.
And he left, and all of a sudden the game changed. It's basketball.
Well, because they're stunned when he's gone. They don't know what the hell to do when he's gone.
Oh, they just looked at each other.
I know. I don't think so. But you, I'll shoot it. Sure. I mean, that was total chaos. It's like, okay, ooh, it's a big bull. No. I think that's circumstantial evidence, counselor. And also, you know, as long as you're playing that way, and I understand now, I'm going to cut Anthony Davis some slack here, because the rest of that team, we wonder how you can be this kind of guy, this by far, by the numbers, the best player in the league this year, most efficient player in the league, and only be what their record is.
Because of that raggedy ass bunch around him.
That's what it is, too. That's what it is. I know great players. It doesn't happen to great players very often where that kind of stays, where the raggedy ass guys are all around you forever, or you move on to somewhere where they're not. But, I mean, that is just embarrassing. I mean, that to me, that's the story of the game. In Orlando, you just can't allow that. How many times over the years have you seen Tom's teams give up those two shots? And they did it on the road trip, too. Give up those two shots with a game on the line.
They got whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Throughout the fourth quarter, it was just, it's nothing exotic.
No.
It's no crazy matchup. It's a damn ball screen.
Ball screen.
It's a simple ball screen.
I'm thinking... I thought when the ball went, I said they're going to get the shot they want. But do they make it or not, I don't know. Not only did they get the shot, they got two of them.
I couldn't.
I can't remember the last time I saw a Bulls team before this one give up those kind of shots in a clutch situation. And who are you going to beat when you allow that?
Nobody good. You can survive, you know, night to night in the NBA, because you're going to find bum teams and you can have an awful game like that and still beat a bum team.
Yeah.
But this team is in its window. And when you try to triangulate this stuff, Mitch Lawrence, I know we heard some of that stuff from Mitch Lawrence. He thinks for sure Tom Thibodeau is done after this year.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's over, irreparable, and done. I mean his belief the Bulls are going to win the East is a little out of town stupid. I don't think he's watching enough Bulls games.
Yeah, I don't think so.
If that's true. If it's true that he's definitely gone.
And they win the East?
No. If it's true that he's gone, and it's true that this team isn't playing well, don't you have a decision to make right now? About if you want him trying to...
Wait. He has them...
He has the Bulls winning the East and Tom Thibodeau gone for sure after this year.
I thought that... Okay.
The Bulls situation is interesting because it looks like Thibodeau's on his last legs in Chicago, which is a terrible thing because, you know what, they're not going to do better than them as a coach if the two sides part ways. It looks like they're going to do that after the year. But, you know, defensively, you know, Powell's not a great defender. He's not a good defender at all at pick and rolls, and people are using that against them. With Derrick Rose, if he stops shooting as many threes as he's doing and starts driving the ball like he used to, he'll be in better shape. Defensively, no, they're not the same team, but I really like Chicago. I think they've got all the answers. Get Mike Dunleavy back at some point, and I think they'll be all right. I don't know if they're going to make nice. I think this, you know, it seems like we've been talking about this, guys, for the last couple of years, how the front office has problems with Tom's minutes, Tom's has problems with lot of minutes restrictions. Now there's things where he can and can't use certain people at different points of practice and all that stuff. That's not any way to treat a coach. That's a bad job on their part. And it seems to me like it's run its course.
I mean, the Bulls might well do that, and maybe they are indeed. And I thought one of the caveats was, we'll see how you do in the playoffs with this. I thought what them was. I mean, it's sort of, first of all, I don't think they're going to win the East, and so it'll make it easier. But that's a tough go when you get to the NBA Finals and you fire your coach.
I'm just
who does that?
I'm just telling you what he said and telling you what he believes. So. I think it's somewhere between. I think it could be his last year, and they're not going to win the East.
That's what I think.
So I'm wondering, everybody wants to say, oh, well, it's too bad, it's too bad, it's too bad. Yeah, maybe it is too bad, but you got to deal with the reality that it's going on. And if that's the case, you got a tough decision to make. If you want to let this thing keep going like it's going and just fizzle like it appears it's going to, is that what you want? Or do you think a change means you're more likely to win a title this year?
You know, I don't think okay. so. No, right. I think that your problems are too, they're not easily fixed, and you don't really, I'm not sure you have the people to fix them unless you make drastic moves. And the respect that Powell gets is well-deserved, but you're not going to make that move that you need to make. You're not going to do that. So, no, I don't think another coach is... I know what you're saying. If you're gonna do this, why not do it now? Give him a chance in the playoffs, right? Give yourself a chance. Get everything you can get out of him. But I don't think so. But I'm just saying that's a pretty tough fire if they win the East.
I agree.
That's a pretty tough. And by the way, Tom, here's your final check. Get out of here.
Yeah. It's just the whole thing's really messed up. I saw some really good statistical stuff that a listener did looking at comps, looking at Derrick Rose's stats this year, who they compare to. And they compare to old Kobe and Jordan on the Wizards as far as the leash that he's getting. He's being allowed to be this inefficient. And it's very rare. Only aging megastars are allowed to be this inefficient. And that's where Rose is right now with his shooting and everything else.
Yeah.
That he's getting unbelievable latitude for inefficiency. Where if somebody else were playing at that level... A coach would bench him. If he didn't know the name, didn't know who he was.
Just another point guard.
Right, didn't know the salary, didn't know the name, didn't know the history.
Just watch the game.
His minutes would have been curtailed significantly. We're Boris and Bernstein.
Yeah.
Zach Harper will talk NBA, but let's get his thoughts at 3 on the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
So I'm going to let you in on a little saucy Valentine's Day secret. Available only at Pajamagram.com. I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access. And just like you, they're always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me. Love me. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at Pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And tell them the score sent you.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Personalities.
Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACN.
The Granite goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At this point, I'd be surprised if this wasn't the last season for Tom in Chicago. But like I say, I think it's a mistake on the front office's part because they're not going to do better. They're going to have a hard time replacing Tom Thibodeau if they split.
Mitch Lawrence, earlier today, you heard him right here on Mullion Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm sorry, but I do the math on this. It doesn't add up. You win the East, and then you fire Tom. You play for the NBA. What if you win the NBA championship? Is he still fired?
I don't know. It seemed strange to me to have both things be true.
Because that's what they want.
See, there's a lot of people comparing and contrasting the recent slumps to the Blackhawks and the Bulls. I'm not worried about the Blackhawks.
No,
Blackhawks
not at
are
all.
Fine.
Not at all. Not. You don't hear saying anything about the Blackhawks. You know why? No worries, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're going to win the cup, but I think they're certainly good enough, and they'll do what they always do come playoff time. This Bulls team has flaws, that very real flaws,
very real ones, yeah.
And it's
are recurring. It's not that once in a while they make a mistake and something. No. It's recurring with them when you watch them, and that you had the kind of shots you just don't get those shots against the Bulls teams. Bulls now, you can get whatever the hell you want. You got 8 seconds, you're going to get an 8-footer and a follow-up. And where's the closest bull?
I don't know what they think they're doing. And then Thibodeau says the defense is fine. Dude, it's not.
No, it's not. He keeps reading these numbers.
Give me all the numbers you want. If I'm watching the games and teams get whatever shot they want. Elfrid Payton's going right through you whenever he wants. Nice player, by the way.
Yeah.
Nice player. He's going absolutely right through you. Derek is in Uptown. He's on the score. Hey, Derek.
Who's bad?
Hi, guys. Just a couple points here. Now, I don't blame Thibs for Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah being, you know, almost predictably post-injury bad. And I don't blame him for Gasol and Hyrick being slow. What I do blame him for, what I find that is completely unforgivable, is the fact that Snell, Mirotić, and McDermott aren't getting the type of minutes that they need in the time of the season where they need the practice in the games to play.
I don't think McDermott can play. I don't know, but it appears to me from what everybody's saying, from everything that I hear, is that he just can't play.
They like can't injury? I feel like there's a lack of information out there going on with him.
He just can't move his feet.
Yeah, and then if that's still the case, though, Snell is averaging, I think, 14, 15 minutes a game so far. Yeah. Mirotić is 17, and I know...
The Mirotić thing, I'll give you this. I'm not a Snell fan, and I just...
Had a big night the other night.
I'm not sure it changes your proximity to a championship, though, year.
That's true, but with Mike Dunleavy out, I don't know what other option he has, and especially if you need to reduce the amount of minutes played at the shooting guard and the small forward position. You got to play them at least to see what they got. And particularly if Garpax wants to shop those guys around the league somewhere and get something for them, they need to play.
Nobody's trading for Tony Snell.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Then he's got to play. He's got to get practice. Thibodeau talks. They got to play. Thibodeau talks about.
See, I'll give you Mirotić. I'll give you Mirotić. The other stuff, not so sure. I mean, it is possible. And the McDermott's getting really frustrated. There's always a prejudice against rookies, but it's more than that. That there is at least concern now that there's a percentage chance that he's a complete bust. He's got to go to the D League is where he's got to go. He has to. He's got to go play basketball. If he goes and he just tears up the D League, then you got something else going on. But he's got to learn the NBA game. He's got to learn how to guard people. How to find his shot. Go down and play. I agree he's got to play, but I don't think that Thibodeau's going to put him out there.
I think he does, too.
Go down. Send him to the Iowa Energy and see how he can do against Rio Grande and Austin and some of those teams and the Bakersfield Jam. Because I'm not going to write him off yet.
I'm far from writing him off.
But there are people who are terrified that he could be a bust. I'm not one of them yet. I haven't seen enough. Sample size is too small. But he's increasingly frustrated. I know his father is increasingly frustrated. And the best thing for him would be to play some kind of professional basketball somewhere.
Well, I think you can't, and this team, when you worry about minutes and you worry about all this other stuff, look, you've got no defense in a lot of places. Where are they? Where are they when you need them? You're getting the shots you want no matter what game. Every game on this road, you're getting the shots you want.
Dribbling to whatever spot on the floor they want.
So, I'm granted that... but he's not the only one in the NBA that wouldn't be very good defensively as a rookie. He's not the only one.
An email from Matt who says, Rose just doesn't defend. A problem is your defensive rotation glue guy, Taj Gibson, not good. Combine that with Gasol's deficiencies and Noah playing at less than 100%, and the entire defensive framework's a house of cards. Beyond that, other than Butler, the team's woefully short on athleticism. I'm starting to think that once Rose came back in this way, the reality is there's no window. It's not that it closed. It never existed. It doesn't matter who the coach is. It doesn't matter the rotation. So I disagree with the idea of making a coaching change since Thibodeau's legit. The only blind hope I have is the Bulls are mirroring 90% of the other NBA teams. When they were winning 50 games with Nate Robinson as their best offensive option, it wasn't until the playoffs it was apparent to some onlookers that, oh yeah, just because the Heat went 4-6 over their last 10 doesn't mean they're done. It's just the NBA, and the try-hard Bulls were easily disposed. Maybe it's a lull.
Yeah.
But Rose doesn't just need to start playing defense and stop chucking. He needs to somehow find his old form, or in the alternative, play an extremely efficient point that he's never shown he's capable of playing. I've never seen him play.
Yeah, there's a lot to think. And look, nobody thinks, I don't look at this and say this is Tom's fault. I don't look at this. You give him pieces that either some injury problems, obviously, a guy you got. I love the guy, but he can do a lot of things. He can't defend the post. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that go on here. And if you get rid of Tommy, it's not basketball related.
In Valpo, this is Joseph on the score.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, outstanding.
All right. Now, a concern I have with all this talk about Thibodeau possibly getting fired, it really concerns me about Jimmy Butler's future with the Bulls, because I feel like him and Thibs have a really good bond, and if Thibs goes, I feel like our chances of signing Butler go down a lot, too. Do you guys have any opinion on that?
No.
I don't think that's true at all. I think there are the right number of dollars, and Jimmy Butler's not going anywhere.
Yep.
So you don't think we'll have to, like if, do we have to give up anyone to keep Butler? Do we have that kind of money?
No, the cap's going up. They should be fine. He may not get the max deal it looked like he was going to get, but he's going to get a lot.
Very close. Yeah, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. He'll get his money.
The 847 says, on what or from whom are you basing your conjecture of McDermott being a bust? Have you watched him practice? No, but a lot of people have. We saw him in the preseason when he couldn't play. We saw him in the regular season where he shot like 23% from three-point range and couldn't guard a garbage can. So there are people who are really concerned. There are some who are firm believers in his abilities, some maybe who had a stake in drafting him, who would certainly like him to play, who would like to get him that chance.
I would think so.
That is a very common NBA thing, that somebody who traded up to get him in the lottery wants to prove that he's not Jimmer Fredette. And there are others who say, you know, not seeing it. So I would love to see him go down to the D-League, play 35 minutes a night, and absolutely kill it. And just make that statement with his game that he's ready to play. Go ahead and do that. Give him some minutes in some kind of pro ball. Because he's not going to get it under this coach on this team.
No, never going to happen.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein, and we have been talking NBA. We got a lot of other stuff we can do, too. We were looking for somebody to give us some thoughts about the passing of Dean Smith, who really, the more you learn, the more you hear and understand, but was just much more than a sports figure in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
Bors and Bernstein on the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Wow, or this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
Hey, Chicago, John here with Arlington Heights Ford. Did you know for the last 25 consecutive years, we've been number one in customer satisfaction in sales and service? Did you know at Arlington Heights Ford, 0% financing is always available on a huge selection of new Fords? Did you know we give the most money for your trade in low monthly payments for any budget? Now you know why we've sold over 100,000 cars and counting. Arlington Heights Ford, we're number one in what matters most, you. Visit ahford.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You could see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get in the zone.
Mother Nature can be a real witch sometimes, especially in the dead of winter. But with help from AutoZone and its proven tough Duralast batteries that can handle harsh elements, she'll feel the cold shoulder as you continue to drive safe without fear of breaking down. Stop into AutoZone for a tax time tune-up and maximize your refund dollars with a new, proven tough Duralast battery. Available only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not riding the L train during rush hour. I'm hunting whales with the crew of the Pequod. I can feel the cold air on my face and the icy spray of the Atlantic crashing against the bow. The smell of rotting blubber fills my nostrils. There she blows, boys! Dead ahead! It's the white whale! This is my stop. Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry.
Audible. Stories that surround you. More than 180,000 audio titles and your first download is free at audible.com. Click to start.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
Ooh, sorry I dented your car.
No worries. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Maggie. State Farm's here to help.
Wait. I don't have State Farm, but my insurance helped me now.
A carrier pigeon.
Where'd that come from?
Look at all that paperwork around its neck.
I don't want the form.
Do you need a pen?
No pens.
Nope.
I don't want to fill those out.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com for help anytime, anywhere. That's getting to a better state.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a pinups and pitbulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes.